It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining me now is Pastor Themba Masina. Good afternoon to you, Pastor, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, and how are you?
Very well, thank you very much. A nice sunny day. I'm hoping you're having a good time as well, a good day where you are.
Yes, I'm having a good time. Thank you very much.
Good. Our question for today, Pastor, is the concept of original sin fair, considering it's based on the actions of Adam and Eve? What's your answer, Pastor?
Well, the concept of the original sin, yes, it's based on the action of Adam and Eve. However, if we look at the consequences of sin, it is so obvious that it has affected all of us. However, the fairness of the concept is in the fact that it makes all of us to be guilty. However, it does not count all of us condemned. So condemnation will come, of course, to some people who have not used this concept effectively, because once you realize that you are guilty, which is brought about this concept of the original sin, then it's up to you to seek for or to look for a savior, you know?
Okay.
So once you find a savior, of course you will be saved, and then you will not be condemned out of the original sin. However, the judgment that is going to come upon the earth is not really based on the original sin, but it is based on the actions of each and every one of us. So the concept says, because of Adam and Eve have sinned, all of us are guilty. So it's fair, because it drives us to the Savior. However, the condemnation does not come because of that. So that's good news.
So I'm trying to understand what you're saying. Because you're saying it is fair, even though people are blamed for actions that are not their own.
Yes, it simply makes us guilty. We are born into sin.
Explain how that guilt by descent is fair.
Well, that guilt by descent, it simply shows that we are all a part of the... It's explained mostly by Romans chapter 5.
Okay.
I think it's verse 12, where it says, because of Adam, sin came into the world, and therefore, because of that, death has passed on to all men. So there's no denying that we are all dying. So why do we want to deny that we are all guilty?
No, I don't think the question is denying that people are going to die. Yeah, the question is asking about fairness.
Yes. So I have explained that the fair part of it is that it makes us see our need. Otherwise, we would be living thinking that I have not transgressed, perhaps, and then because I did not transgress, then I would think in my mind that I do not need a savior. It is only when I transgress personally that I will need a savior. However, the savior is of the world, and he is presented to all of us that we must look for him, that we may find salvation. If we do not feel guilty, or if we think we are not guilty, then we will not see the need of a savior.
Okay,
goodness. Maybe
all right.
Explain the fairness of it, yes, but I think it shows us our need.
Okay.
So since it shows us our need, then I think it's fair enough for God to regard all of us as guilty.
Okay. All right. Okay, if you say so. Thank you very much, Mpunis. Appreciate it. Thank you very much for your time. Looking forward to your question tomorrow. Have a good day, Mpunis.
Thank you very much.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media.